Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, May 2nd. Just as early voting is getting underway in the critical battleground state of Georgia in advance of the upcoming primary, the election of 2020 still hangs over the state. In Georgia today, a special grand jury has been selected to hear evidence in an investigation looking into whether former President Donald Trump and his allies broke any laws in their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, you remember, Georgia was one of those critical battleground states, one of the states that Joe Biden flipped from red when Donald Trump won it in 2016 to blue in 2020 with a Joe Biden victory there. And it was by a pretty narrow margin, which is exactly why Donald Trump saw it as a key opportunity to try and pressure elections officials in the state to overturn the result there. Well, today, in a pretty significant way, this moves from just a political conversation to a legal one. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis now has a grand jury selected to actually begin the process of a potential prosecution here. Specifically, when Donald Trump, on January 2nd, 2021, was on the phone with Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and demanded that the Secretary of State go out and find more votes. Give a listen.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Of course, as you probably know, Raffensperger did not take the president's advice to go find more votes. There were no more votes to find. That's because the votes had been counted and recounted several times in Georgia and certified, with Joe Biden as the legitimate election winner. In documents to Georgia officials in February of 2021, District Attorney Willis said she was investigating potential crimes, including solicitation of election fraud, making false statements to government bodies, conspiracy, racketeering, violation of oath of office, and violence or threats related to election administration. Willis is also looking into Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and his presentation before state lawmakers, which was riddled with election falsehoods and more. And thanks to the fact that former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had shared thousands of text messages with the January 6th committee, we now see text messages between a Georgia official and Mark Meadows as this phone call was transpiring. Jordan Fuchs, the Deputy Secretary of State in Georgia, said in a text message to Meadows as that call was happening in January of 2021, quote, "Need to end this call. I don't think this will be productive much longer. Let's save the relationship." After Meadows then wrapped up the tense call, Fuchs texted again, quote, "Thank you. Wow." Fuchs has declined to comment about those texts, which were included in a recent court filing. This grand jury investigation is getting underway just as voters in Georgia are preparing to vote in the upcoming primary. Early voting starts today in Georgia. The primary takes place on May 24th, and there are a lot of key Republican contests on the ballot. Most notably, between Governor Brian Kemp, who's looking for a second term, and former Republican Senator David Perdue, who has Donald Trump's backing, all because David Perdue has signed on to Donald Trump's big election lie, and Brian Kemp has been receiving the ire of Donald Trump ever since the 2020 election because he thinks Kemp should have overturned the will of the people somehow and declared Donald Trump the winner. So Brian Kemp is sort of like political enemy number one for Donald Trump. And by the way, he's running far ahead of Perdue in the polls. So Donald Trump is in danger of being on the losing side of this primary, but there are weeks to go here, so we'll see how it plays out. In fact, the district attorney has said that she's willing to delay calling witnesses, several of whom are on the ballot like Kemp, to avoid interfering with the primary. They have a year to work on this case, but Willis said she wants to try to make a charging decision before the end of this year. Some 26 people were selected today with three alternates out of a pool of 200 people. The judge said the jury will have investigative authority and subpoena power to help Willis determine potential criminal activity. And of course, as is the case with grand juries, their work will be conducted in secret. As I mentioned, that heated gubernatorial primary on the Republican side has really had Trump's election lie at its center, and it has come up in all of the debates that have occurred between Kemp and Perdue. Give a listen, courtesy of WTOC, to this Perdue-Kemp exchange.
The election in 2020 was rigged and stolen. The madness we see in the Biden administration started right here in Georgia, when Brian Kemp caved and let radical Democrats steal the election.
When I was frustrated about the election, I did something about it, working with the Georgia General Assembly to pass the Elections Integrity Act, strongest in the country.
Also on the ballot, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He's being challenged in the Republican primary by someone who has signed on to Donald Trump's election lie. That's Congressman Jody Heiss. So Donald Trump has Raffensperger in his sights as well this primary season. The Atlanta Press Club Loudermilk Young Debate Series held a debate today between the two candidates, where Heiss criticized Raffensperger for his handling of the 2020 election.
Listen, this past election was an absolute disaster under the leadership of Brad Raffensperger, and it's for that reason that I'm leaving a very safe congressional district to take on one that I believe is the worst Secretary of State perhaps in our nation.
Jody Heiss has been running around Georgia for the last 18 months lying about our election process. That's what destroys confidence. At the end of the day, we had an election where we verified it and investigated every single allegation, and he continues to stand here today and lie.
On the Democratic side, Stacey Abrams is expected to coast to victory as the nominee, and that could potentially set up a rematch from 2018. When Kemp bested Abrams for the governor's office in Georgia, we may see the two of them square off against each other again this year. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.